Let's actually talk a little bit about the CD is fairly green in terms of the environment. Tell me about your efforts to not contribute to global warming.
Well, okay. We feel, we meaning the solutionists, the artisans, musicians, and the many who toil and make money for the fortunate few. We believe that if we individually become more conscious about our energy expenditure, and specifically our carbon emission, if we can gather 1 billion solutionists, we can reduce carbon emissions and we can transform this world and make the environment, and specifically for the extreme sport athletes, those of us who surf and use the mountains to snowboard, we'll have a better place to live and we'll have a better sport.
And now you've been fairly active. You met with Tony Blair?
That's true.
And how did that go?
Tony's a pretty good guy. We talked a little bit about the environment and then we talked about music. We talked about the Jim Morrison track that I've got on the end of this Ultra Payloaded Satellite Party album. Jim Morrison acts as our heavenly host, guiding us with advice to get out there and legitimize the art community, and bring the art community into the political community and the philanthropic community, and work together to beautify and. He says to us, we should be doing this and doing this with a sense of play and just try and stop us. We're going to love.
We're actually, radio station is sending some people off to Lollapalooza in August in Chicago.
You're sending solutionists to Chicago?
Maybe they'll become solutionists when they come back. We're going to send them as regular, ordinary citizens and
Well, they can't come unless they're solutionists. If they're gonna, I have a law there, and it's my law that you can't litter.
Well, that's a pretty good law.
Yeah, and if I see you littering, you get kicked in the ass, and that's the penalty.
And who does the kicking?
Whoever is standing next to you. So be
that
careful.
That should be everywhere. That should be all over the world. If you see someone litter, you go and kick their ass.
That is a good law. I'm going to make that a law.
That's good.
We don't need to wait.
No, we do declare right this moment that as of now, litterers can openly be kicked in the ass.
There you go. Litterers can be kicked in the ass. No questions asked. I like that.
Looking at the lineup for Lollapalooza this year, it's pretty huge. I almost see it as almost like a Coachella East.
Well, that's a very lovely compliment. Coachella is one of the great festivals on the planet, and so is Lollapalooza. They're different. They're set up different, but you know, we festival creators come from the same town and from the same background and from really from the same history. The guys who created Coachella were the original guys to help me plan the Lollapaloozas in Los Angeles. And now that I'm doing it in Chicago, they're doing their Coachella in LA, and they do an incredible job. I so admire their work. Lollapalooza has got different elements to, you know, it's different character, just like a child can be born into the same family but have a very different personality but look like the mom and dad still. And so it is with Lollapalooza. We are a completely carbon neutral festival. We do our festival within the city limits of Chicago, which saves lots of driving and carbon emission. You know, we were the first to be the 3-day, and we usually have to pick slightly different lineup, which is kind of interesting because their lineup is great, but our lineup is great too this year. We have Pearl Jam and Muse and Modest Mouse and Daft Punk and Ben Harper, the Yeah Yeah Yeahs, Amy Winehouse, Satellite Party, and Iggy and the Stooges and Patti Smith, amongst the 130 other acts that we have, or probably 120 other acts.
This is X92.9. We're in conversation with Perry Farrell of Satellite Party. Going to play a song and come back with more conversation right after this.